that God was reminding me that the power of prayer, you know, there is power in that when we pray. And then it came down to the speaking in tongues, and this is what I shared on Monday, that you want to have a relationship with God, you need to be speaking in tongues much. And I know Sangat, when we asked him about speaking in tongues quite a few years ago, like, he speaks in tongues all day long, on and off all day long. And so we want to hear from God, we need to be speaking in tongues much. It's not that we speak in tongues for a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes and then we get sidetracked and then we start thinking of something else and we go off doing other things. And then all 3 or 4 hours later we get reminded, oh, speak in tongues, and I'll speak in tongues for another couple of minutes. You know, we got to be so in tuned with our speaking in tongues, because that is, don't forget, God is spirit. So how do we communicate with that? By the Spirit. So we want to have a strong relationship with God, we better be speaking in tongues much. And it's not that it's all left to Lawrence, or that it's all left to Frank, or to Kathy, or to whoever. Right? It's us, we, the individual, that has to be doing this. That speaking in tongues, as I shared on Monday, keys off all the other 8 manifestations. So if you want a word of wisdom, or if you need some knowledge, if you're speaking in tongues, God will reveal it to you. Why? Because he gave us that gift, the gift of the 9 manifestations, that we can speak in tongues, interpret, bring forth a word of prophecy, that we can have word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the spirits, that faith, miracles and healings. You want to see all that? Or do you just want to, like I sort of portray it as a Sunday Christian? You know, we can hook up on a Thursday, we can hook up on a leaders meeting on a Sunday, you know, and we can enjoy all the sharings, all the encouragements, but then the rest of the week we don't do anything. And oh, thank God it's Thursday. Thank God that we got fellowship tonight. I'm going to get blessed. We should be blessed every day. You know, these things can happen every day. I encouraged you a couple of years ago to watch The War Room. That woman, you know, that loved God. And really, you could see how God worked within her. You know, and how she prayed for that family, and how God went to work. Reminded me of this lady that I came across last Thursday. Right, she's just one individual. One individual within God's master plan. And if God can reach one individual, and one individual stays faithful to move with God, what can a million people that are faithful to God do? What can they accomplish? So, you know, it's not about the vast numbers, but it's down to the individual and what that individual wants with that relationship with God. Do you want to be a Sunday Christian? Do you want to be a weekly Christian? Do you want to be a daily Christian? Or do you want to be a minute-by-minute Christian? You know, a minute-by-minute where you are moving with God, and God are... Because it's available. It's available for God to show each one of us signs, miracles and wonders. It's available. Alright? But you've got to be in tune. You've got to be faithful. You've got to be committed for God to reveal things to you. You know, he revealed it to Moses. He revealed it to Abraham. You know, Jesus Christ was the master who he revealed it all to. But then again, you had the disciples. You know, when Jesus Christ went there, the disciples started to move out. And so, you know, yes, we have a minister. Yes, we have leaders within the body. But we also have believers, people that are just moving with God. You know, and we go, the word of God says that there is safety in a multitude of counselors. You know, so when we all get together, we're a power pack, guys. But we don't want to be leaning on one another. We want to be encouraging one another. Encouraging to the love and the good works. You know, not worrying about what the world's doing, what the weather's doing, what our jobs are doing, what the economy's doing. Hey guys, we should be more worried about what God's doing. You know, more concerned that that word's reaching out, that people are being healed, that people are getting the message, that, you know, speaking in tongues is vital to the for communication, for your relationship with God, for you to have that burning desire, you know, to want to move for Him. How can you move for Him if you don't do anything? You know, if you just wait on other people. You know, we can inspire one another. How about you guys ring Lawrence and inspire him to move? I mean, he's already moving. He doesn't need much inspiring. But, you know, God could give you a message to give to him that would fire him right up. See, it works both ways. And he's so meek and he's so humble, I know he'd listen. You know, he loves any kind of encouragement. And you want to talk about God, he'll talk with you for 5 or 6 hours. And he'll be blessed at the end of it. You know, he is fully committed to his job. You know, from the time he gets up, and I can vouch for it because I live with him. From the time he gets up to the time he goes to bed, he does not stop. And I come home some days and he's been on the phone since I've gone to work. And I try to speak to him and he says, in a minute, love, I'm just talking. And then hours go by. And I'm like dozing off in the bed and he says, I can talk now. You know, that is what the level of commitment has to be at times. Now, we can all do our jobs. You know, I'm not saying that we've all got to give up our job. I'm not saying that. But while we're doing our jobs, we can still have that relationship with God. You know, I know Danny often speaks in tongues while he's doing his tiles, and God shows him different ways and different things to do things, and, you know, different ways to come home. And, you know, that's what our life should be about, that everything that we do, we take it to God first. And then God will show us. But if you're not in tune, if you're sidetracked, if your head's all fuzzy, you're not going to hear from God. So then it your situation doesn't get resolved, and then you need to call on Lawrence. God has given you the same Holy Spirit, right? The one that Lawrence has isn't 100% more proof than yours. It's the same Holy Spirit that lives in him, that lives in us. Same as Sangat. Sangat has the same Holy Spirit, right? You confess Romans 10, 9 and 10. You believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You were saved and God placed his Spirit within you. So does that mean that he only gave me 5% Spirit and he gave Lawrence 100% Spirit? No. We all have the same. We all have that ability.
Amen.
To move and to be witnesses unto him. You have every enablement you need to move for God and with God. So if you're having a down day, if you're not sure about what to do, I encourage you to speak in tongues much. That speaking in tongues keys off the other manifestations. You want to see signs, miracles and wonders, you better be speaking in tongues. You want to heal the sick, you better be speaking in tongues. Because see, the sick, you may not know what's wrong with someone, like this lady, right? But I believe that woman truly spoke in tongues for God to show her that it was my hip and that she was praying for me. And I believed that there was power in prayer, and I've not had a twinge since. There was no ministering healing. There was no laying hands on me. It was just, I believe in the power of prayer, and that woman was praying for me, and that has blown my cookie, man. Yeah. That's just showed me bigger how God is. That if God can communicate with a lady that I deliver to tell me that she's praying for my hip, praying for me, and I believe in that power of prayer, and then suddenly the miraculous happens. That's not even anything to do with us here. And I know you guys pray for us. But it was a specific word for me. And see, God can give us specific words for the people that we are in contact with. Maybe it could be for your postman. Or maybe it could be for your local lady in the supermarket. Or you never know how God needs us, the vehicles of communication, to give us a word of prophecy to feed to someone else. People need to hear from God. And the only way they're going to do that is if God's people are speaking in tongues much. Really walking by that Spirit, guys, that is the key. You know, you walk by that Spirit, God will show you mighty things in your life, other people's lives, what's going on in the world, what you need to pray for, you know, which way you need to drive to work, what time you need to get up in the morning, what you need to accomplish. God can show you how vast He is. Because He's not just a God to me, He's a God to all of us. But, you know, I'm really excited to see where these things are going, because God is really showing His ministers and His people that He is alive, He is real. He's the one true God. And He just wants those faithful people that aren't Sunday Christians that are really going to tap in and move for Him and get that message out there. So God bless your heart.